learning to speak Dragonese. Dragonese is punctuated by shrill shrieks and popping noises and sounds most extraordinary when spoken by a human. The word pishu, for example, is pronounced very like a sneeze. More common dragon phrases. Pishu na munch munch di meow meow. Please do not eat the cat. Who di chuck it up in di jim jams di papa? Who has been sick in my father's pyjamas? Parka di boti, 460 wooden or me do di girly boohoo. Sit for wooden's sake before I burst into tears. Seven, practicing sword fighting and sniffing for treasure. In Hiccup's opinion, everything went wrong from the moment Alvin the poor but honest farmer was let out of the coffin. It wasn't Alvin's fault, of course. He was a most entertaining and enjoyable companion. He made the women blush by praising their muscles and their fat yellow plaits. He made the men laugh with hilarious farty jokes and impressions of Mogadon the Meathead. He made the children adore him by telling stories of the trickeries and battles of long-dead heroes. Hiccup liked him too. Alvin came across Hiccup one day, practicing his sword fighting for the second depressing hour in a row. Hiccup was trying to do the Grimbeard's grapple and failing miserably every time. Stoic had given him a new sword to replace the Scaremaker, an impressively large and heavy one called a Stretch-a-Point.
"Got a lot of length to it, my boy," Stoic had said. "It'll make up for your shortness of arm, give you a better reach."
But Hiccup had difficulty keeping it steady, and when he got to the lunge at the end, he tended to fall over. He had just got up and wearily picked up the Stretch-a-Point for another go, when Alvin, the poor but honest farmer, suddenly appeared right behind him and said, "Hiccup, isn't it?" Hiccup was so startled he nearly fell over again. He hadn't realised he was being watched. "You're the heir to Stoic the Vast, aren't you?" smiled Alvin. Hiccup sighed. "Well, I hope so," he said. "That's the general idea, anyway. But unless I get better at this sword fighting, I'm never going to be anybody's heir. I'm hopeless at it." "No, no," said Alvin reassuringly. "You've got natural ability, I can see that. You just need a little coaching, that's all. Let me show you." Alvin carefully put his helmet by the side of the ferns for safekeeping. Hiccup watched, fascinated, as he untwisted the claw attached to his right arm. In its place, he fixed a sword holder mechanism. He then drew his sword and showed Hiccup how he could fit it into the mechanism. He twisted it tight so it wouldn't fall off.
"A clever little contraption I designed myself," said Alvin. "I think I even fight better now than I did before the accident."
He twirled his moustache and demonstrated the grapple himself.
"You see," said Alvin, "the weight should be kept on the left foot."
Hiccup followed him carefully and fell over again.
"Bravo!" clapped Alvin to Hiccup's surprise.
"But I fell over again," said Hiccup.
"But with such style," said Alvin. "You can't teach that. It's in the blood."
Alvin picked up his helmet again. He made a grimace as he put it back on his head. He took it off again and peered inside.
"There seems to be some sort of mud in here. Some sort of very smelly mud."
"It's all over your hair, I'm afraid, sir," said Hiccup.
Alvin looked horrified.
He was very particular about his personal appearance. He hurried away to wash it off.